Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. And good afternoon.
Or good afternoon.
As well.
That's right. 1 minute to noon. So good morning and now good afternoon.
Yes. In good Truman fashion.
Exactly. Yes. So our assignment from yesterday, finish this. We should ... record and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Ladima.
Hello, Ladima.
Hi, I didn't quite expect to be on. I just flipped open the book. So. Yeah. So this has been a great exercise and just seeing it kind of build on the ones previous. So I think where I got to with it was the I should on that page. And So in terms of I should and just sort of the whole picture of how it's kind of built on the previous ones, I have this issue with my weight. So, you know, the identifying issue and then looking at both sides of that. And that was really challenging to look at both sides. Like, I hear very loud and clear the one who's always saying, you should weigh less, or I should weigh less. But, and all the beliefs around why that, and when I got to, like, why you push it away, was a little more difficult because I didn't find a lot on that side of the issue. And so then getting, so I guess it just sort of comes up again as I'm on the page of I should weigh less than, you know, I put my ideal weight in there. I should weigh this ideal weight. And and I should practice awareness, do the assignments every day, take care of myself, give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. So those are my shoulds.
So you should weigh less. Should you also be able to eat whatever you want?
Yeah, that's another kind of, yeah, I believe I did put that in. Yeah, and, oh, I put a belief down. My desires should change such that I could eat or drink anything I want or desire and not gain weight. So I said my desires, that was a belief, you know, my desires should change so that that could happen.
And gosh, isn't it clear when we start through this sort of thing how we're kind of like a rat in a maze? Start down one way and that's blocked off. So you come back and start down, that one's blocked off, and the other one, that one is blocked off. Because all of these messages are in conflict with one another. We can't possibly, well, actually, we can't even live any of them, can we?
Yeah, right. And that's, yes, exactly.
There's no way to win.
Yes. And it just feels like, yes, the rat in the maze.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, or on the treadmill.
Yes. Yeah, where if we should do that enough, we should be on the treadmill enough that we could eat anything we want to eat and weigh what we should weigh.
Yeah.
Except that particular treadmill does not result in any kind of weight loss.
Right, exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, this, you know, I just notice as I'm, you know, making an intention the last couple of days to get back on an eating program, and so how many times a day I have the thought for, you know, that I want to have something that's not on the eating program. And
Then
there was, yeah, how many times that happens and how many times I have to bring my thought back to something else. So I have to just say, you know, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead because this is good for us. And how hard that is, just how much energy it takes to do that.
Because you're the only one making the effort, right? So on one side is you should weigh less. on the other side, eat that, use your weigh less, eat that. Don't you want that? Wouldn't it be good to have that? Let's stop. Let's have that. Why? I want that. Eat less, weigh less. And
yeah.
You're there kind of in the middle saying, I really want to eat well so that I'm healthy and fit and feel good. And everything else is just pushing for what is going to cause you to feel bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things that the exercise off suggested is to ask who is saying the beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So when a voice is coming up and saying, I want this, I want, chocolate chip cookie. I need a chocolate chip cookie. I don't have any in the house, thank goodness. But, it's just, and then I say, well, who's that? Who's saying that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be, with all my openness and compassion, like, who's saying that? And then it's just crickets. Nobody says anything.
It's what?
It's crickets. Nobody says anything. All I hear are
crickets.
Oh, right.
Right.
Nobody says anything. Nobody else owns up to it.
Which is really.
So then
helpful.
I have to say, well, maybe that's my young part of me. Then I have to.
Yeah.
Like, well, who
or
is
maybe
that?
That's just ego. Because if you've ever spent any time around little kids who want a chocolate chip cookie, they're not going to shut up about it.
That's for sure.
When you say, okay, who wants that chocolate chip cookie? Nobody's going to say anything. That's not a little kid. So there's the big clue that it's the devil on the other side of the duality. You should weigh less. Get a chocolate chip cookie. Two, maybe three. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Just and so lots of support for that that person in the middle who wants to take good care of the body. Right, wants to feel good in the body, wants to be healthy and fit and that sort of thing. So lots of support for her and lots of ignoring all of those folks on the outside who are hollering in the messages designed to cause her to fail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Ladima.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ladima. I was so inspired by our group this morning, Sherry, that to, in a sense of how much that particular process that we were just looking at is really the process of awakening.
Mm.
Because there's a desire for something so beyond our ordinary experience of suffering. And that's what we're committing our lives to in a spiritual practice, and that we're constantly tortured by the devil and all of the shoulds in choosing the devil, within quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
I think it was, it's a, Eknath Ishwaran talks about how it's sublimating all desires to the single desire for what we truly seek. Requires
mm-hmm.
us to go up against the devil in all of these different incarnations so that we train ourselves to starve that addiction to that in order to transmute all of that energy to power the drive for that experience of non-separation.
So that is really helpful. In what Ladima was just laying out, so to hear that desire to weigh less, the desire to have a chocolate chip cookie, the desire to take all of those desires and say, no, I don't want those little desires, those little ego desires. I'm going to take all of that energy and I'm going to feed it into this deepest desire of my heart to take the best possible care of this human being, because that is an expression of the awakening that I know is possible for me.
It, exactly so. And that in that process, we are actually, it's so hard to find words for it. It might be the content of the cookie, but the process of it is not the not whether I weigh less or weigh more. It's whether I'm making a choice for life or a choice for ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so in some way, that's what I'm doing all the time, no matter what the content is.
Yes. And that taking care of the human incarnation in that unconditional way can only come from the unconditional.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a kind of a backwards approach because we would think that, well, if we just turn our attention to the unconditional, we would be choosing the unconditional. But our way, our how of doing that is finding compassion for a human being, the one that we happen to be, and then making all choices for that lead to the awakening of that human being, the ending of suffering for that human being. That's very good. Yeah.
And if we take it out of the context of, oh my God, I'm struggling with my weight, to the context of this is the process of awakening, then there's a way in which we can approach the content in a completely different light. A verse from the Bhagavad Gita, you know, every act is an act of worship to me. This transforms our orientation towards eating the cookie.
Yeah, or not eating the cookie.
Or not eating the cookie, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kate from Seattle.
Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
What are you seeing?
Well, I've really enjoyed looking at all these with the slight differences. And what's been interesting is I have created these long lists of shoulds from ego, but they all generally can be reduced to like a belief about what is right is the should. And the only one that really sort of had a different flavor was the we should, which all the other ones felt really separate or seemed to have more suffering attached to them. But the we should had I was getting this more of a sense of, like, let's do this together kind of. Just had a really different flavor than the other ones.
So it's more the, we really should go out for a walk, and just leave all this stress behind us.
Yes, most of the we shoulds have that like team feeling and together and what I was noticing, the supportive aspect of it, yeah, like the non-separation of, like, we're all in it together.
This will be good for us, or this is a good thing, and we have an inclination not to, but really we really should.
Yeah, and sometimes I notice, like, that might just be a semantics thing, but a lot of times it's like an invitation, like, oh,
yes,
we should just go for a walk. And it doesn't carry the weight of the should in all those other contexts.
Yeah, yeah, I can feel it when you say it. The I should, most of the time, is going to have, or the you should, definitely. You know, I should, yes. Yes, it has that judgmental, there's something that I'm doing that is not right, and I should change, and definitely with you. But when it gets to we, it has that more, embracing feel to it. Kinder.
Kinder, yes. absolutely. And what it allowed me to see with all of them is that it's like there's the moment when life drops in an idea, and it's in that way that you know it's what the heart wants to do, and it seems like that's, and it may not even be totally, I might not be aware that that even happened before ego can get a hold of it and say, yes, this is the right person thing to do, and I can put a should on it that will twist it so then you don't want to do it.
Right. Which is the whole point of should, isn't it? It's to make sure that we don't do it, because it just throws us right into resentment and resistance.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless we're doing it together and supporting one another and expansive and taking care of ourselves.
Exactly. And when you were reflecting that before, I just had the there can be a place where I could have that lightness. I mean, mm-hmm. It's more helpful for me to change the language,
yeah.
I think, just because of the weight that should carries. But, just to, like, if what I notice is if it has a should and I pull the should out, usually it's something that I really, that I often do want for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really should get to bed earlier. And by golly, I want to. And by golly, I'm going to commit to it. It can have that movement from should to want to yes. Yes, that's my choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. That's very helpful. I like it. I like it. I'm going to spend more time in We Should. Thank you very much. We really should.
Well,
we really should.
We should spend more time there.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Go
thank
happy.
You. Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. It really comes down to how it's not what, but how, doesn't it, Cherry?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, I could see that in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Ashwani. Jen calling in from Murphy's.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. So I also am really enjoying looking at these, and amen to both of those last conversations. And the thing that I was really seeing yesterday in particular was, so I also participate in the other retreat that you sometimes talk about, going beyond fear, resistance, and limitations, and I had such a direct experience with how should stands at the top of both sides of the duality, and that when I do something that is outside the duality, that the voices are losing control, and the way that they attempt to get me back in is to have that should come roaring in. And so I just saw so much the level of control that there is in the should. So I had this beautiful day yesterday where through that retreat, it's just extraordinary. And also I was thinking, my gosh, they must be sending something out from Pennsylvania, because I just feel like I'm seeing so much sort of that experience of being on retreat where things are just so heightened and so amazing and kind of it's all going on, but you get to have a
coffee.
And yeah. So anyway, so thank you for that, for sending us all that retreat energy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I was having this amazing day of just seeing, I wouldn't even say seeing the control of the voices, because what it more felt like is seeing the freedom, experiencing the freedom outside the voices.
Mm.
And so it was impacting how I was being and what I was doing and all of that. And I knew at the time, some of the things that I was doing, these are outside what I am supposed to be doing, you know, in terms of who I am and the kind of person I am and how I do things and all of those. And I was aware as I was doing it that that was happening, that the voices were there, but the attention, it wasn't difficult to keep the attention out of it because my attention was so much in that kind of expanded awareness and I'm just enjoying what I was doing. And it was very helpful later to have had that expanded awareness and realize that that control was back there in the my peripheral vision, because when it came roaring in, I could see exactly what it was. And I just made some amazing recordings about that's good. That's really good, because all that's happening here is you got way outside of the control of the voices, and they hate that. And so it just comes in with you should do this and you shouldn't do that and you're this kind of person and what, blah, blah, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw with that was how critical it is at that moment to keep going. Because what it wants me to do is stop, turn around, look at it, and go, oh, shoot, and sort of get into the content and decide, like, I don't even know how to describe what it wants
well,
me to do.
Well, how to get back in the traces, basically.
Exactly.
How to get back under the control of ego.
Yes.
Because it was out of control. And that's just such a great image of, you know, kind of the what it lobs at you is a should, right?
Yep.
To just startle you into, wait a minute, where am I? What am I doing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm really out of the bounds here. I should... And then I'm just headed right back for the little piece of reality that I'm supposed to be inhabiting. Ego's.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ego's,
and you know,
reality.
You reflect ego's reality. Exactly. You remind me of an insight I had about it this morning as I was recording and realizing it's fascinating. This morning, it's almost like a feeling of being hungover and like, what did I do last night? Like, what? Kind of that sense of.
Mm.
What I realized is, God, no wonder as human beings we reach for something like alcohol or drugs or whatever, because it is a momentary
chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a momentary escape from that control, but it's an escape that works really well for ego because it can so easily snap back to the self-hate right after it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really that same sensation this morning of like, you got to get back to who you are. You got to get back into that box and to realize, wow, we really don't. Like, that's part of what had me put myself in the queue this morning. Right.
Yeah, thank
you. Know,
awfully,
like,
but I don't.
And let me do the next thing that will help to assist me to be outside of that control and to realize I'm perfectly all right here. It's perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing bad that's going to happen here.
Right. Well, and from that vantage point, you can watch those shoulds lobbed in and
exactly.
see them for what they are. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That is a message. Get back in the box. That's what all of those messages are. You've gotten out of the ego box, and you need to get back into it. And when you're outside it and you know that you're outside it, you can just watch that process of trying to put you back in the box and say, no, I don't want to. As you say, I'm fine out here. I'm seeing a lot of really good stuff, and actually I'm happy.
And presence takes care of all of it. I loved that conversation you were having around like actually wanting to do it. I watched it just with the tiniest little thing last night, washing my face. So it, you know, got late because I was doing all these things I wanted to do, and I really do want to get to bed at a certain time. So, you know, well, I don't really have to, you know, wash my face. Well, but you should wash your face. Well, I don't feel like washing my face. So there are the two sides. I shouldn't have to, and I should.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that's all of that is completely irrelevant. I actually want to, so here I go.
Right. It's my face.
And
I want to wash it.
Informs all of it. You know, I don't need those shoulds. The moment.
Well, and the other thing about that, Jen, is the implication that not washing my face is going to get me something I want.
Exactly.
And when we stop and look at it the way you were describing, it's like, of course I want to wash my face. And there's nothing that's going to make me any happier than washing my face. So here we go, having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, that's good.
Enjoying all of it. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
All right. Go
okay,
happy.
Take care. Go happy.
Thanks, Jen. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. I'm Ashwini. It's Janice from Victoria.
Hello, Janice.
Yeah, we should get together like this as much as possible.
We should. We should. And we want to, and we will.
Boy, do we want to. And I was listening and agreeing with a previous caller that when it comes to we should, there's a little bit more of a non-separation than the other ones.
Yeah. It feels kind, doesn't it?
It does.
It seems to me it has flipped over to the other side. So as you two were saying, that you should, I should, it feels separating. It's calling you out of the herd. But the we should seems to speak to getting to do what we actually do want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have this little list we should listen to each other, communicate, accept each other, hold hands together, work together, respect each other and each other's differences, and be kind.
Mm-hmm. All things we want to do. All things we're really practicing to be able to do.
Yeah, and that the communication thing is, I'm looking forward to the book because that's something that I'm really looking at, because there's a lot of shoulds in communication.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I really want it to...
A lot of shouldn'ts too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a particular thing... And I'm not even sure if I would have time to process that, but I could just give you a taste. That's that what I want to do, it's not a should, but what I really want to do is be on retreat in October. And I just couldn't see any way to do it. But I tried to communicate, that's what I want to do, and tried to communicate here, that's what I want to do, I want to go. And then... I can't know until I get closer to the date. And then all of a sudden I looked and it was full. And I'm like, oh my God, I got really in a muddle, like, what should I do? And then I realized with today, this we should, I'm just going to communicate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which can quickly take us to the shouldn't. Well, you shouldn't. So it has to be your fault. You know, you waited too long, and you really shouldn't say anything because
somebody else should go because it's signed up, because those people need to be there, and that I know maybe there will be a cancellation.
Yeah,
and I don't know how
we
I can. Yeah, and I don't know how I can. Have a substitute sort of here at home, how that would look. But every single time I just go for what my heart wants, something drops in and it resolves.
Yes, and Janice, what you're pointing at is such a grown-up place to be, right? Those shoulds are little kid places, right? The not so much, again, we've established not the we should, but the you should, I should, they should. It's a little kid place. And that mm-hmm. kind of communication is such a grown-up place. Well, I'll say what is so for me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will hear it. They'll do whatever they do with it. They'll say what's so for them. They'll have their experience. I'll have my experience. It's fine. There's nothing wrong. We're all okay. Very different orientation.
Well, thank you for helping me see that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Yep, because there was potential for a lot of suffering.
Mm. Oh, yes. Well, that's why I'm excited about the book. There is so much suffering that in the area of communication and lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Thanks. Show. Go happy.
Go communicating.
Right.
Thanks, Janice. I think you once said that that was, you know, that part of what practices is similar to oh, faith. I can't imagine, remember exactly how you said it, right? We ask the person out knowing that we're going to be completely fine when they decide to decline our invitation.
Yes. Yeah. And the secret there is the deep desire of the heart to be fine everywhere, no matter what. Right? Then mm-hmm. everything is a workshop getting to fine.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That brings us to the end of this show, Sherry. And our assignment for today is they should record and listen.
Mm.
We can have fun with that.
Yes, indeed.
Several fun pages for it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you,
so
Sherry.
Happy. All right. Bye-bye.